Hello there. Thank you for downloading this Property Today podcast from the 17th of October. On our programme today, we discuss the soaring rents in Dubai and what you can do about them as both a tenant and a landlord. Plus, as always, we were joined by Mohammed Al-Wadir, the Wolf of Real Estate. He took your questions on everything from whether now is the best time to buy abroad to whether you should be investing right here, right now. Plus, he had plenty of advice on the rights and duties of tenants and landlords, and he gave us his view on the effect of the new national bond golden pension plan for expats.
This is Property Today on the agenda.
With Maras and Dubai Properties. For the most extensive real estate portfolio in Dubai, choose Maras and Dubai Properties.
Hello there, 1105. Welcome back to the programme and welcome to our real estate special Property Today. And importantly, welcome Mohammed Al-Wadir, the Wolf of Real Estate. He is here.
Thank you, Georgia. I'm so happy to be here. What a beautiful way to start the week.
I'm very pleased to have you with us. You know, normally I get a chance to say hello to Mohammed off air beforehand, but today we didn't really have a chance to do it. So I don't know what you got up to over the weekend.
I was actually very busy working on my last assignment for my PhD. So fingers crossed I pass this and then I start my dissertation.
Oh my goodness. So you literally studied all weekend?
Actually, almost 8 hours, yes.
Oh my goodness. And that's on top of the TV filming for your property show where
yes,
you show people around.
Doing very well. We launched it 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And this weekend, on Friday, was the second episode. Amazing episode. I had a beautiful guest, Noor Stars. She's the number one YouTuber in the Arab world. She has over 30 million followers.
Wow.
And like all celebrities, like everybody around the world, she decided to come to Dubai and settle down here.
So what did she choose? A villa or an apartment?
Actually, it's a beautiful episode. We were discussing buying a townhouse villa because it's a very smart and sound decision as an investment. But guess what? She surprised me in the episode, this reality show, and she decided to buy an independent villa because she wanted to surprise her mother with it. Her mother's dream was to actually own a house here in Dubai. So she's bringing her mother over. They're settling down here.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah,
so during the episode, you discovered that she wasn't just buying for herself, but for her mama as well.
She actually ended up buying 2 units. And it was such a beautiful episode, very emotional. She got emotional when she called her mother to, you know, share with her the news. But it's amazing. Dubai is, you know, full of life and beautiful emotions and a place to make beautiful memories.
Yeah, I mean, it must be amazing making TV shows like that, actually, because not only do you have the joy and the fun of being on the telly, but you actually get to change people's lives by helping them find the properties.
Exactly. I always say I'm not in the business. Actually, I'm not a broker per se.
No.
I'm more into property management and asset management, but it always gives me so much joy. And this is a message for everybody who's working in real estate. You're not in the business of selling or renting real estate. You're in the business of making people's dreams come true. Everybody has a dream and they need a property to make their dream come true. It's either a house for their family, it's an investment that they can use to secure their, you know, financial position, or it's their dream is to open a business, so they need a shop or an office to realize this dream. So we're in the business of making people's dreams come true.
I love that sound. I hope that I therefore get to get a bit of that glory by presenting a program with
you're becoming an expert yourself.
I am ready to pitch myself as that expert. I don't know whether I actually am the expert, but I'm ready to pitch it. I mean, I definitely do feel like I'm learning a lot about property in the UAE. In particular, you know, with people, just recently we got our rent review, basically.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't actually a rent review. Our landlord's being really on the money because they know that they want you to move out.
Yeah, all landlords are going through this phase now because the market is witnessing a very, you know, I would say healthy recovery after 2020.
I like the word healthy.
Because honestly, during COVID, most of the landlords were screaming because they were hit very badly by the crisis, like everyone else. But now the market is witnessing a very healthy recovery. And I'm using healthy because it's based on true fundamentals.
It is. And you know, I doubted you slightly on that. I have to admit, because I thought, Mohammed Al-Wadir, he's always going to say it's based, you know, he's always going to say it's based on the fundamentals.
But I always give you an objective
feedback.
You know that.
Yeah. You are always objective. That's true. You wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Yes.
But it's nice to know that somebody outside, an organization outside the UAE has also said that. In fact, the UBS Global Real Estate Bubble Index 2022, a word nobody likes in the UAE. No one likes the word bubble. They've actually officially said that despite a buoyant year, which some people might have got tense about, saying, oh, you know, it's a bit of a roller coaster. Actually, they say that Dubai's housing market is in fair value territory, correct, which surprised me. It did surprise me because I know you've told me that, but I was still nevertheless surprised.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be surprised, or even as you mentioned earlier, we don't like the word bubble or boom or bust, because Dubai is not a city that is fickle, you know, when it comes to its real estate sector. Dubai is a city with a plan, long-term plan. And we've all seen during the worst times, during the infamous economic crisis of 2008, during the COVID, during all the political instabilities that have happened over the last decade, the UAE has been doing very well and going in very steady steps towards achieving a very robust legal framework and an attractive marketplace for global investors to come and invest in this real estate sector. I've been doing this for over 20 years now, and I can tell you, it's like a total transformation. We're living in a totally new era, and the market is so mature. It's a beautiful place to really invest, where everywhere around the world there is instability, you know, political, well, yeah, health, environmental, economical. Everything around the world is suffering. But the UAE, as we, you know, got used to it, always very smart in capturing the opportunities that lie at the heart of any crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a definite sense that things changed dramatically since 2007, 2008. But maybe other cities haven't learned from that experience. This report, for example, from UBS says that Toronto and Frankfurt have significant imbalances in their housing market, with the prices out of sync with rising interest rates, and that risks are also elevated in Zurich, Munich, Hong Kong, Vancouver, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv, and Tokyo.
Yeah.
But not just that. There's more. Other markets with signs of over-evaluation include Geneva, London, Madrid, and Singapore. I mean, that's nearly everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And that's why, you know, when I keep saying, when people witness these crises, different crises that the whole world is witnessing, people panic and they tend to migrate to safe havens. Mm-hmm. And the UAE and Dubai is a safe haven right now. And it's not just, for a short-term period of time. It's a long-term city with a plan. It has a 2040 urban plan. It has a 50-year growth plan. That's why I always seem to be very optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm realistically optimistic and positive about the outlook of the economy and the real estate sector in the UAE.
I mean, soon you'll have your PhD on it, and then I won't be able to question anything you say.
My dissertation hopefully will be about crowd investment in real estate.
Ooh,
so yeah, I have to study the legal framework as well and the outlook. But yes, and I always say, whenever anybody wants to give any advice, or even for the listeners, whenever they want to buy or rent any property, they have to make sure that their decision is based on facts. And that's what I always rely on. You know, I do extensive research, and this is what PhDs are all about.
Yeah.
Anybody who's done a master's or a PhD, they know that we're researchers.
There's no shortcuts either.
Yes.
You literally do have to read and write.
Correct. Correct.
No avoiding. So if you're looking for another non-bubbly housing market, or as UBS described it, fair value territory, you could also look to Sao Paulo, apparently also fairly valued,
yes,
alongside Milan and Warsaw. Now, if I had to pick between Sao Paulo, Milan and Warsaw and Dubai, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Milan's quite nice, but
yes,
I still think I'd go for Dubai.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I would look, I'm investing in other places around the world, but honestly, and very objectively, Dubai right now is the place to invest in. And this is not just my opinion. Anybody who reads about the expected growth trends, and this is like from very reputable sources, international, regional, credible sources, they're predicting a very healthy growth in the GDP of the UAE, which will reflect positively on its real estate sector.
Now, this is a story which, when I read it in Arabian Business, I knew that you would love it immediately. It is that Al Wasl City Walk property district in Dubai has recorded a 101% rise in apartment prices in September, to over 3,000 dirhams per square foot. Now, I seem to recall you being quite enthusiastic about City Walk recently.
Correct.
And clearly you are, again, proven right by the stats that it clearly is a very popular area, and it's writ large by the numbers.
It's a no-brainer. It's got all the fundamentals. Whenever I look at any property, I have to take into consideration over 50 factors that we have to check one by one. And this project ticks them all. You know, there is no reason for anybody to doubt this. And that's why I was very optimistic about it.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. I wish I'd gone down there and queued up with the rest of them to buy one of the flats.
No, whenever you want to buy, just let me know. I'll get you in.
Give me in. I won't have to queue. That's really good news. There we go. People will ask me in years to come, so how did you make your money in Dubai? No, it wasn't from being on the radio. It was this guy. He came on and he... according to DXB Interactive, you've done the numbers on this. Al Wasl is now the most expensive community for ready-made apartments, so you know, followed by the Palm Jumeirah. Mm-hmm. That's only 2,000 or so per square foot. That's a lot cheaper. And then downtown Dubai at sort of 1,800 per square foot. And then you've got Dubai's Creek Harbour and then Dubai Hills Estate. Really, all doing very well. Fascinating, though. I mean, how can the... producer Andrew Hosey said, but how can the prices go up if they're only by 101%, if they're only just selling them? Is that because they're being flipped or?
Yes, it's a combination of two factors usually. It's because of simply demand and supply. If the demand is so high and there is limited supply, developers will tend to start increasing their prices as they release more phases. Second, it's because of secondary market activities.
Okay, yeah.
So this is usually, you know, the dynamics of any sector, demand and supply, you know, drives their price increases.
Do you know, I've been trying to find out about the secondary market sector in La Mer for the townhouses that they're building there. There isn't a secondary market. No one will sell them yet.
Nobody wants to sell them because there are very few and most of the buyers there were end users. And I would like to take the opportunity to thank Miras and Dubai Properties, our sponsors for Property Today. But they've always been very careful about the type of buyers they sell to. They will always favor selling to end users because they know that communities will mature and will realize their full potential when they target end users. Yes, they allocate a section or in every project or a proportion of it to investors, but they know very well that, and I have to say, they focus on investors, not speculators. So they're very responsible as a master developer in making sure that their projects realize their full lifestyle potential.
To avoid the flip-floppers, basically.
Yes, basically.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. But yes, if that second-hand market, the secondary market wanted to come into play at any stage, I do know a lot of people who would be interested. Right, up next, we are going to be turning our attention to not just the fact that property prices are rising. Obviously, that's been one of the headlines we've been following a lot. But what we just mentioned, that rents are indeed going up. We're going to be speaking to an expert on the subject, Paul Kelly from Allsop and Allsop. He's the operations manager there. Will be joining us in just a few minutes' time. In the meantime, this is your chance to get questions in for the Wolf of Real Estate, Mohanad Al-Wadeer. We will be putting him to work. I mean, he's always at work, but we're going to put him to the test to answer all your questions. So get them in. 4001 is the text, or WhatsApp us for free on 0487155500. You can literally ask him anything. The man nearly has a PhD.
This is Property Today on the Agenda
with Miras and Dubai Properties. For the most extensive real estate portfolio in Dubai, choose Miras and Dubai Properties.
Hello there, welcome back to the programme. It is indeed our real estate special. It is Property Today. I'm joined in the studio by Mohanad Al-Wadeer, the Wolf of Real Estate. Hello!
Hello, so happy to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, in particular because we're about to grill an expert. Because rental prices are continuing their upward march in Dubai. The average annual rent for a villa or family home in the Emirate reached nearly 270,000 dirhams last month. That's after prices jumped 26% in the year through September. That's according to the CBRE. Average apartment rents, meanwhile, also soared 27% to nearly 90,000 dirhams. Now, that is mirroring the soaring luxury real estate prices, which jumped 89% over the past year. That's according to the property consultants Knight Frank. Now, that's a lot of real estate agents we just mentioned. We've got another one joining us now on the radio to discuss these figures, the operations manager at Allsop and Allsop, Paul Kelly. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to have you join us on air. Thank you very much indeed. Now, we've heard about these rents continuing their march upwards. Where are we seeing the big increases? Which areas should people watch out for?
It is the luxury sector, as you alluded to a moment ago, which is probably, whilst rents are rising in all communities, the luxury sector is probably dragging the average up quite a way. So if we're looking at apartments, it's the likes of downtown Jumeirah, Old Town, where we're seeing big increases. On the Villa side of things, it's again the Palm, Emirates Hills, Jumeirah Islands. So again, it's the premium areas that we're seeing the biggest increases, which I think is dragging the overall average up. But in most areas, we're seeing at least a 1-2% increase year on year.
Good morning, Paul. Mohammed speaking. Paul.
Hi, Mohammed.
Hello. I just wanted to shed the light on the fact that Georgia mentioned about the average rent of villas, which is at around 270,000 right now. Can you share more insights on why villas in specific as a sector has been witnessing a very healthy increase in terms of rental prices in Dubai?
Yeah, well, I can definitely share my opinion on it. I think Dubai has positioned itself since COVID as one of the front-running places in the world for people to want to come to, especially with, as we hear quite often now, high net worth individuals and the millionaire migration. So there's a lot of wealthy individuals that are moving to Dubai. There's lots of people moving their business or family wealth to Dubai. And typically, these individuals are looking for large villas, large premises for themselves, for the lifestyle they're accustomed to in other parts of the world and for their families. So whilst I can't put an exact hard fact on it, that's my opinion as to why we're seeing the likes of the Palm Jumeirah villas. We're seeing records broken all the time on both the rental and the sales market. Again, going back to Emirates Hills, your Al Bararis, your Jumeirah Islands, this is where we're seeing the biggest jump in the average prices. And I think it is because of the ultra high net worth people and the wealth that's coming into the city at the moment.
I love the phrase millionaire migration. Long may that continue. But where, for example, can you find value? My young brother and his girlfriend are moving into town over the next 2 weeks. Where should they look for a sort of more reasonably priced or somewhere with the value that you want, you know, rather than paying top dollar?
I'd say towards more what we'd call in any other city in the world, the suburbs, more a bit further out from the main locations. And I think Dubai is maturing and developing to have, although we don't refer them to as suburbs at the moment, but to have suburbs. So for, as you go up Al Qudra Road, for example, you've got Mira Oasis, Town Square, you've got Damak Hills, Akoya Oxygen, Damak Hills 2, sorry. So all of these places that many people consider a bit further out, because in Dubai we used to be close to Sheikh Zayed Road, close to Dubai Mall, MOE, etc., etc. These communities that are maybe a bit further out, but they're incredible communities. They've got so much on the doorstep. They're making a lifestyle so you don't have to go to Dubai Mall all the time to do your shopping, or go to places closer to Sheikh Zayed Road. So look more towards the suburbs is what I'd say.
I totally agree. I think in the outer rings of the city, you will have, for your brother when he arrives, they're going to have very good options that are even below 100,000 for townhouses.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, in these outer rings. I think the next question, Paul, is how do you see the market going forward? A lot of people are, you know, especially tenants and landlords, they keep asking, is this trend going to continue for the short or the long term? What's your outlook on this?
Do you know what? It's such a hard question at the moment, because on one hand, you look at everything. Well, there's a couple of things. Obviously, one, at some point, there's going to get to a limit where both buyers and tenants say, well, look, we're not prepared to pay anymore. This is the limit of the market. But Dubai's, it's such a unique place in the world at the moment, I feel. So on one hand, obviously, everything that's going on around the world, we can't say Dubai is going to be completely shielded and Dubai is this special case that you know, can't be impacted by any of the global economics. But then on the other hand, you think, well, because Dubai is so attractive at the moment and so many people are moving here. So to give an insight into on the rental side, when I say people are moving here, in January to September 2021, there were 257,000 Ijari registrations, which is rental agreements. Yeah. January to September 2022, there's 440,000. So that to me, well, I haven't got population growth figures from the government. That to me says there's a lot of people moving to Dubai, because as well as that, the sales market's growing as well, and we're seeing record numbers of transactions levels there. So a lot of people are seeing, and not even just the ultra wealthy or like the millionaire migration. There's a lot of people, even in my friendship groups, both in Dubai and back home, who are having friends from back home move over, or people from back home are saying, hey, you know, the UK where I'm from, maybe not in a great place at the moment. Let's try something new in Dubai, not just because of the money they can earn, but the lifestyle here, the safety, the city's alive, it's buzzing. Everything about what Dubai is. It's such an attractive place to people. So I'm kind of sitting on the fence, skirting around the question. But it's so hard to know, because, like I say, on one hand, you think, well, can Dubai just be a bubble all on its own and not be affected? Probably not. But on the other hand, it is unique, and it's a place where so many people are coming at the moment.
Amazing to speak to you, Paul. And I have to say, I think you're right. This summer I was over in the UK, and for the first time, I kept on trying to persuade people. I'm always trying to persuade people to move to Dubai. And for the first time, people were very, very receptive indeed. Thank you so much. Fantastic to speak to you there. Paul Kelly, Operations Manager of Allsop and Allsop.
This is Property Today on the Agenda.
With Maras and Dubai Properties. For the most extensive real estate portfolio in Dubai, choose Maras and Dubai Properties.
These advert breaks, they're not long enough, because Mohamed Al-Wadir and I, the Wolf of Real Estate, we're planning programs into the future, and they're not long enough. We don't have enough time.
Yes, we're planning guests, topics.
We're planning really guests exciting. And topics. If there's anything that you'd like us to cover on the program, please sure. do get in touch at 4001. And this is the number to use as well for questions for Mohamed, because there's loads come in already. I think we've still got space for a few more. So if you send a WhatsApp 0487155500, Mohamed, you promise to answer them, don't you?
Of course.
I'll
answer every question, and even if we don't have time, I will send them specific answers after the show.
Yeah, you send voice memos.
Yes, I do that. A lot of people actually get surprised. Oh my God, you're answering personally. Yes, because I promised.
It's actually him.
And as you mentioned correctly, if anybody has any topic they want us to talk about or bring experts on the show, on the Property Today show, we're here every Monday at 11 a.m. So please send us your topics that you want us to cover, and we'll be more than happy to share them with you very objectively.
Fantastic. Now, one of our big topics today is, of course, the fact that rents are going up. Now, that's going to bring the spotlight on the rights and duties of tenants and landlords.
Of course, it's very important during this phase or any phase in the marketplace that both tenants and landlords understand their rights and obligations. So what I'm going to do in the next couple of minutes, I'm just going to highlight a few things that tenants must pay attention to. And also, we don't want to upset landlords, so I'm going to give them their share of advice as well. So when it comes to tenants, I always advise you to increase your knowledge. Just make sure you invest in understanding the legal framework. Read about the laws. I find that a lot of tenants here in Dubai, especially the newcomers, but surprisingly, some of the people who've been here for a long time, don't understand the legal framework. And they have misperceptions about a lot of things. So the easy solution is for you to go to the Dubai REST app, which is the official app for Dubai Land Department. Download it. You'll find all the laws and regulations there. There are even frequently asked questions that people ask, and they give you the legal right answer. Don't depend on, you know, rumors or asking people who are not experts. The next advice, before you sign any rental contract, you must read it very carefully, because yes, there are the rental laws. There is law number 33 of 2008, which is the used law for the Dubai rental market. But make sure you read the contract as well, because there is something called the contract laws. Whatever we agree on, as long as it does not contradict any of the, you know, property laws, will go. So make sure you read the contract very carefully and understand what you're signing on. Make sure you always commit to your payments, because even if you feel that your landlord is misbehaving or not giving you rights, not paying rent is not the solution. You have to pay your rent so things don't turn against you, and then take the legal route if needed. Take care of the property that you're living in, and make sure it stays in a good condition so that you don't, because a lot of cases I hear people complaining about their security deposit refund. Just make sure you treat the property in a, you know, proper manner. Also make sure you start investing for the future. A lot of people have been living here for the long term, and I know a lot of people getting golden visas, and they're really thinking of, you know, I want to stop paying rent, I want to own a property. It's not impossible. It just needs proper planning, proper saving for a purpose. I always say, you know what, I'm against saving personally, but I'm with saving for a purpose. Make sure you save because you have a dream, you have a vision you want to realize, and owning your own home should be one of them.
Absolutely. So you need to save for that deposit. How much on average do you require for a deposit here?
It goes from, if you're taking a mortgage, it's usually between 10 to 15%. It can go sometimes up to 20%. But in general, it depends on the size of the property and the price. So you just need to make sure you understand what's your requirements and what's your budget, and save up for that down payment accordingly.
Okay, well, that sounds doable in some circumstances, as long as you don't aim for something too massive. And I suppose if you can't afford a house that you want to live in, you could continue to rent and then buy something smaller as an investment.
Yeah!
You know, that's six
Amazing.
Weeks see, of Property
I,
Today.
See, I told you, you're becoming an expert. Even as you said correctly, Georgia, even if you are not able to buy a property to live in it, every person must diversify their sources of income. And owning a rental property is one of them. So you can have properties for as low as 350,000 dirhams here in Dubai. And there are some of them, by the way, that you pay over 7 years with an in-house payment plan. And they're ready, which means you can buy a property right now, pay over 7 years, but it's rented. So the income can help you even pay a very big chunk of that property's cost. So you can, and they start from like almost 500,000 dirhams. So you can realize your dream and multiply your source of income.
Now, I don't think I've ever really felt sorry for landlords in the past, but right now I kind of do, because rents have gone up so quickly. And yet if they've got a sitting tenant, then they can't put it up by more than 5% a year. Is that right?
No, they can actually, as per the rental index, which was based on Law 43 of 2013. This was announced in 2013. Landlords can go from not having any rent increase, zero, to 5%, 10%, 15%, and in some exceptional cases, up to 20% every year. But that depends on the rent calculator or the rental index. So just for example, if the rent is lower than 40% or more of the market value, the maximum increase then will be 20%. But not a lot of people have 40% lower than the market, right? So that's why you find that most of the landlords now are getting between 5 to 10%. Few are getting 15%. But these are the landlords who are renting their properties at very low rents, especially during 2020.
Okay, so those are the people that might be able to see a big rise. I mean, as far as the rights and duties of tenants and landlords, what is the landlord's duty to the tenant?
Landlords need to understand that the tenants are very important for them, because as long as they pay rent, that means they're getting income from them. So please, for all the landlords, make sure you treat your tenants with respect. But as an advice, make sure you choose and select your tenants properly from the beginning. Don't rush into getting any tenants because they pay more. Just make sure that you, and sometimes I've seen a lot of cases now where landlords come to me and say, you know what, I wish I listened to you. I kicked out my tenant. I found a way to get them out because I was greedy. I wanted to get a new tenant with a higher rent. And guess what happened? They ended up with a very bad tenant who ruined the property or did not pay rent, and they ended up in legal cases. So if you have a good tenant, landlords, stick to them, you know, stick to them during the good and the bad days, not just, you know, during the bad days.
They are worth their weight in gold, and also if you end up with gaps and then you don't get any rent for a month, you know, you still have to pay your mortgage that month, right?
Mortgage and annual service charges.
Yeah.
Right. So that means you're paying out of your pocket without getting any income. It's very important to treat tenants properly and select them properly. Also, make sure, the same advice, make sure you understand the law. I've seen a lot of landlords, and what you told me earlier, landlords trying to take advantage of tenants' lack of knowledge, or maybe the landlords don't know the law and they assume that, yeah, I can get them out easily. No, there are laws and regulations you have to follow. And if there is anything happening that you're not happy about, you have to take the legal process. Don't try to solve it out by yourself. There is a legal answer to every question or matter concerning the relationship between tenants and landlords.
Yes, that actually a question's come in about that, saying, I'll just have a look for it here. Someone's saying that my landlord wants to put the rent up, or he's suggesting that he wants me to move out so he can put the rent up. And I know that we'll answer that question in just a few minutes. There
sure.
are some very strict rules around whether or not you can be forced out of your home or not. Mohanad will be answering that and more questions in just a few minutes' time.
This is Property Today on the Agenda.
With Maras and Dubai Properties. For the most extensive real estate portfolio in Dubai, choose Maras and Dubai Properties.
Hello there, welcome back to the show. 11:52. How about that? Because we didn't play Stevie Wonder, isn't she lovely? We've got lots of time to ask, to do questions. So I'm sorry about that. It is a great track, but there's just too much to talk about with Mohanad Al-Wadea, isn't there?
Yes.
Are you a fan of Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, but you know what? I would honestly rather answer questions for the listeners.
That is good news.
It's always good to help somebody with like a good advice.
Absolutely. And there are so many coming through. Sorry, that's me going off mic because I'm looking at the questions. Let's crack on.
Sure.
You might have time to fit yours in. Send it now, 0487155500. If not, Mohanad will answer it amazingly via voice memo later on today. So it's always worth getting them in. This question's a really sticky one. Good morning. My tenant is not paying the rent. So is it fine to call him and ask him to vacate the unit? Would that be legal since he's not paying?
No, you have to serve a legal notice either by a registered mail or through the notary public and provide them with 30 days notice to pay. If they fail to do so, you can proceed with the legal process to evict them. This is as per Law 33 of 2008, Article 25.1.
Exactly. good advice there. Rosanna says, okay, can I have advice? We own a full Seaview loft apartment, which is not covered under the standard apartment rental rates, i.e. we feel our unit could be valued higher and we do get, on in general, a higher rent. How does the land department see this or value any disputes on rent?
I didn't understand the question.
So I think she feels that the land department, the sort of call it the way they describe apartments,
yes,
that hers is better because it's got a full sea view.
I understand. So the good news for her, for them, is that there is a new system called the building classification system, which was introduced by Dubai Land Department like many years ago. It's been put into effect just like around a year ago. It's a great initiative where they were going to classify every building like they do with hotels. They give them like 3 stars, 4 stars. And it's based on more than 60 criteria, including the views, the quality, the services, amenities, facilities within any building. So moving forward, two buildings next to each other, if one of them has better views, better quality, better facilities, amenities, they will not be treated the same as the next building in the same area. Right now, the rent index does not differentiate. But very soon, that will be reflected. So just bear with
Rosanna. Yeah, just bear with them. They're remodeling and it'll be ready very shortly by the sound of it.
It's already being deployed. So very soon,
great,
at any time, it might reach their area.
Fantastic. Okay, another question. Can you remind us of the app to download to read the laws for the tenants?
Sure, it's the Dubai REST app, R-E-S-T. And rest assured, you'll find all your answers there.
Yeah, it's very good. It's almost like a song. It's a jingle. It's brilliant. Here we go. Bob says, Bob's worried about the lack of affordable housing for very low salaried employees. Do you think that people are taking account of that in the government?
I share my concern with you, Bob, because Dubai is a city of, you know, glamorous, luxurious properties. Every single ad I read says luxurious, premium, ultra premium. But there is always a shortage in affordable housing in Dubai. And we can witness the traffic coming, as we've seen, all every day from the Northern Emirates to Dubai. These are people who cannot afford to live in Dubai, but they're living in the Northern Emirates where they have options there. The good news is there are projects coming up that to cater for this segment. Dubai South has a lot of them. Dubai Land has a lot of them. Dubai Silicon Oasis has a lot of them. So the good news is there is more supply coming in to cater for this very important segment.
That's really encouraging news. We should do more on that. That's really interesting. Thank you so much, Mohamed. Nora says, when there's a dispute between an owner and a tenant, where should they go?
To the Rental Dispute Center, which is located at Dubai Land Department. But they can also use the app to file a complaint because Dubai is a smart city now and they have amazing apps for everything. So they can do it online.
Ricky says, good morning, wolves.
Hey,
I like that.
Good morning. You're a wolf as well.
I'm a wolf.
This is the wolf pack.
I like this. I can't howl. Okay, I howled. Ricky says, I can't believe I just did that on the radio. Can a tenancy agreement be made for less than 12 months, i.e. for 6 or 8?
Ideally, no, because then it will fall into the short-term rentals or the category which is called holiday homes. So I advise them to do it annually, but if you have to shorten it, then you can have add clauses about, you know, breaking the lease during the agreement.
Okay, Amberine says, hi, Mohamed. I'm a long-term Dubai resident looking to buy my first property, preferably with Maras. Goodness
yes.
me, on brand. This is not only an investment, but for our personal use. Where would you recommend we look? And are you taking on new clients? Now, Mohamed's not a broker. Not officially, Amberine.
No, but my team can definitely support them. We have amazing team, over 200 professional licensed consultants, brokers, and they come from amazing backgrounds. Most of them are engineers, actually. So to answer your question, first of all, congrats for picking Miras. They are one of my favorite master developers, honestly, because every single project, if you think about it, that they've built in Dubai is a wow project. They always, you know, are amazing and they never fail to impress. The project I would recommend is check out City Walk, Central Park. They have amazing properties there. If you're looking for a villa, maybe check with Dubai Properties. They have Ranim in Mudun. It's in a beautiful also townhouses in that area. And they both present amazing opportunities, excellent payment plan, and they come from very reputable, trusted master developers.
Okay, Hamid has got in touch to ask about this new golden pension plan for expats, which you wanted to talk about anyway.
I was about to talk about it, yes.
What type of impact is that going to have on people looking to buy property, do you think?
So first of all, this is an amazing initiative by National Bonds Corporation. I actually know the team that worked on this. I send them a very big congrats on this great initiative. Finally, expats can have a pension scheme in the UAE.
It's brilliant, genuinely brilliant.
And this was announced by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Crown Prince of Dubai. It will allow private companies to sign up, especially big companies, on behalf of their employees, deduct a small amount from their salary every month, injected into this scheme where they are invested and growing in a very safe company. National Bonds Corporation is by far the safest and the most promising, most reputable, I would say, investment and saving organization owned by the Investment Corporation of Dubai. And they offer this golden opportunity for companies and their employees to finally have a pension scheme to secure the, you know, the future of their employees and to have more stability. And this will definitely have a positive impact because people can end up using this money to invest in real estate as well.
So where does the money get invested, the bond money?
National Bonds has a huge portfolio, which is, I think, worth almost now over 8 billion dirhams. They invested in so many sectors, in real estate, in education, in health, sectors, in so many promising sectors, but they have a fantastic team, an investment team that evaluates these opportunities and make sure they only invest in very safe opportunities that generate steady, not very high, but steady and safe returns.
And that's what you want for a pension, right?
Of course.
Stay steady and safe.
Yeah, and plus they have amazing awards. They have like monthly awards that go like a million dirhams, cars, school fees, a lot of extra awards that they give to these employees and the employers.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. And we'll definitely be covering more on that topic on the programme as it develops. I know the Business Breakfast spoke about it earlier last week as well. Mohamed Al-Wadia, it's already midday. We're running a minute over, but it was worth it.
It was worth it.
So any questions that you still have, any questions that have just come to your mind, send them through and I'll take a picture of them and I'll send them through to Mohamed and he will answer them personally with a WhatsApp. So this is your moment to do that. 4001 or you can WhatsApp 04871 5500. Mohamed, it's been amazing.
Thank you, Georgia.